by virtue of the powers vested in me as Chancellor of the Nelson Mandela University, I hereby constitute this virtual meeting of the Executive Committee of Senate for the purpose of awarding qualifications. So I'd like to welcome you all to this extraordinary meeting or occasion, if I can call it that, and I'd like to endorse the comments that were made earlier. It is indeed unprecedented times, and hence we awarding qualifications in absentia as a consequence of the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown, initially announced by the President on the 23rd of March 2020 and subsequently on 9 April 2020. I'd also like to state that we have 4,436 students who will be receiving their qualifications, of which 290 are master's degrees and 53 doctoral degrees that will be conferred. I think that's, we are quite proud as a university to have this number of qualifications, not to mention the number of doctoral students. And I'd like to make two special mentions in this instance. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge the role of the university during this period and some of the outstanding work that has been done. So Vice Chancellor DVCs and to the leadership of the university, and not least the student leadership, I think this is really an occasion to celebrate, because as our namesake says, and I quote, "What counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is the difference we've made to the life of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead," close quotes. So we don't want to be considered to be the generation who lived through COVID-19. We want to be part of those who have actually contributed. So I thought I should make that acknowledgement. And I know that there are a number of you and those not in the room who are contributing in various ways as some of the frontliners in this particular process. So, colleagues, we shall now proceed with the awarding of qualifications in absentia. And I request the Deputy Vice Chancellor Learning and Teaching, Professor Cheryl Foxcroft, to present the qualifications on behalf of all the executive deans of the 7 faculties.
Madam Chancellor, I request you to award the certificates and diplomas and confer the degrees in absentia on the candidates who have completed their respective qualifications during 2019 academic year, and whose names appear in the graduation lists as provided by the registrar.
I award the certificates and diplomas and confer the degrees in absentia as requested. On behalf of the university community, I wish to thank all our graduates, parents, and staff for the hard work and commitment in ensuring that the students have completed their academic studies during the 2019 academic year. It is indeed unprecedented times, but we will come through this. So by virtue of the powers vested in me as Chancellor of the University, I now declare this meeting closed.